Thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name's Alexa. We are on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with today?
Hi, Alexa. I have a new claimant on the line, Santana Monroe.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and transfer the mail.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Ms. Monroe or Mr. Monroe?
Miss.
Okay, hi, Ms. Monroe. Hi, my name's Alexa. I'm on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate for the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay. Now, I know some of these questions may seem repetitive. We just have to make sure that the correct information transferred over. Now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And how do I spell your first name, please?
It's S as in Sam, A-N-C-A-N-N-A.
Okay. And how do I spell your last name, please?
Monroe, M-O-N-R-O-E.
Okay. So I have for your first name, Santana, S-A-N-T-A-N-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Last name, Monroe, M-O-N-R-O-E.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, is this claim for yourself or for a loved one?
Self.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I won't.
Are you a current resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for everything that you've experienced.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Okay. Do you remember your date of diagnosis?
Yes. It was May 10th, 2014.
Okay, May 10th, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
8/30/87.
Okay. Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, did you also use the generic version of Depo Provera?
No.
Okay. Okay. So, did you use Depo Provera or Depo Sub-Q Provera?
The first one.
Okay. Thank you. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Yes.
Okay. When did you first start Depo Provera?
I started February
2010. 2010, okay. And when did you stop using Depo Provera?
I stopped April 2014.
Okay. Now, this is for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. What is your marital status?
Single.
Okay. All right. So bear with me. I'm just copying over your name one more time. Do you have a middle initial?
Yes, it's R as in Rachel.
R. Okay. And then Monroe. Okay. What is your email address?
It's Santana, S-A-N. T-A-N-N-A. R as in Rachel, Monroe, M-O-N-R-O-E, the number 8, the number 7, at gmail.com.
Okay. I'm going to read that back to you just to make sure I have it correct. I have S-A-N-T-A-N-N-A-R-M-O-N-R-O-E 87 at gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. This 205-659-4382, is this the best phone number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay, is it a mobile or a home phone?
Mobile.
Okay, thank you. For contact preference, would you prefer a phone call, a text, or an email first?
A phone call.
Okay. And what is the best time of day for you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Okay. What is your home address?
78 O'Neill Street, O-N-E-A-L Street. And that's in Crawford, Mississippi. The zip code is 39743.
39743, okay. Is there a unit or building number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to read that back to you to make sure I have it correct. I have 78 O'Neill Street in Crawford, Mississippi, 39743.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Was Depo-Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
A nurse practitioner.
Okay. Medical staff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times were you injected with the product?
Every 3 months.
Okay.
For almost 4 years. So I would say a total of 16 shots probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the name of the nurse practitioner that administered Depo-Provera?
William Lamore.
Okay. Lamore. And was he located in Crawford, Mississippi?
Columbus, Mississippi. Columbus Family Health
okay.
Center.
Mm-hmm. Mississippi. Okay.
Put that down while you use the bathroom. Put that down while you use the bathroom. You can't do both. Okay.
Okay. And you said it was Columbus. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay. Okay, I'm finding a few different facilities. What was the name of it again? Maybe I have it incorrect.
And then you can also look it up by the address, too.
It's, okay.
Columbus Family Health Center. The hospital address is 520 Willowbrook Road
okay.
in Columbus.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was a long time ago, too. Kinda.
Okay. Wow, I was going to say, great memory. Okay.
Yeah, because it's a really small town, so a lot of,
gotcha.
Of the doctor's offices are right over there by the hospital. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you said 520 Willowbrook Road, Columbus, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you for that. Okay. Okay. And who was the doctor who prescribed you Depo-Provera?
William Lamour.
Okay, same doctor. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Bear with me. I'm going to copy and paste everything over. Okay. Oh, my goodness, baby. How old is your baby?
He is 7 months.
Oh, I have a 9-month-old. Aren't they the cutest?
They are. Is it a girl or boy?
I love it.
You got a girl or boy?
A boy.
Oh, me too.
Oh, yay. They're the best. They're so wild at this age. Oh, my goodness. They just want to be everywhere. They're wiggle worms.
I know. They don't like that.
No, no. Yeah. Yeah, I'm losing sleep over it, as I'm sure you are, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This baby goes to sleep for 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Okay, and then what pharmacy do you use to pick up any medications?
Walgreens in Columbus, Mississippi.
Okay, Walgreens, Columbus, Mississippi. Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. I'm almost off. I get to go home and see my son soon.
I know. You just brightened up your day. Look, let me tell you, being able to work from home is just so, oh, my God. Like, it's the best. But
oh,
it's
I'm
like
sure.
Now that yeah, I appreciate it during the first early stages, but, like,
uh-huh.
when he gets, like, close to one, uh-huh. I'm going to let him go, like, to the daycare, like, 2 to 3
yeah.
days a week.
Yeah, that way you don't lose your sanity, exactly, because he just wants to be everywhere. You'll be like, where'd you go?
Really busy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got to keep him entertained. They're at the age now that it's hard to keep him entertained.
this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my son a puppy.
There you go. There you go. That way they can entertain each other. Exactly.
Exactly. I don't have to be so tired. Because he has a 6-year-old half-brother.
Okay.
So he's only here, like, on the weekend and stuff. So.
Okay.
And then
okay.
he's 6. So one day he's not going to care, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So I found a few.
Go
oh, no. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, I was just going to say, I got a son that's going to be 18 next month. I can't make this up.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. Yep. You've got the best of all stages.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Yep.
That's okay, though. You can have your son watch the baby when
exactly.
When you need some alone time and some time to, you know,
like
recoup.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a blessing.
Yeah. Okay, so I found a few different Walgreens in Columbus. Do you know what street it's on?
This one's going to be close to, like, Highway 45 or something like that. What are the options?
Okay, I see 1728 Highway 45 North. Is that about right? Okay.
Yep, it's that one. Really small town.
Okay. 328. 747. Okay. Now, what was your method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CAT scan, MRI, both, other?
They did both of those, and they also did a biopsy and neurological exam and a blood test.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Blood test and okay. What was the name of your diagnosing doctor?
The doctor who
diagnosed your meningioma.
The neurosurgeon. His name was Dr. David Calton.
Okay, David.
Calton. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, you said C-A-W-T-H-O-N?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm so happy.
Oh, I love it. Oh, so sweet.
No, they're so sweet at this age.
Mm-hmm. Yup. We got to hold on to it. Mm-hmm. Yup. And then what was the name of your facility that you were diagnosed at?
It was at the North Mississippi Medical Center in Tupelo.
Okay. Oh, I see it right here. Perfect. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does 830 South Gloucester Street sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And phone number 662-77-3000. Okay. Okay. Now, I know Dr. Cawthorn was your neurologist. Was he also the doctor who treated you as well?
No, he didn't do the radiology treatment. It was another doctor. His name was Dr. Andrew Kellum.
Okay.
And he was an oncologist, I think is how you say it. Oncologist.
Okay, oncologist. Okay, let's see. Okay, I think I found him. Okay, in Tupelo, or Tupelo. Okay, let's see. Is it K-E-L-L-U-M? Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And was that at the Mississippi Medical Center in Tupelo as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. We're almost done, I promise.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on inside.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
What type of treatment?
Correct.
Let me think. They did like a surgery, like a craniotomy surgery.
Okay.
Is when they removed, like to remove the tumor, and then after that, that's when the radiology started.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are you feeling now?
I'm fine now.
Oh, good. Good for you. I love to hear that.
Oh, yeah. I'm I feel like I'm back to normal now.
Oh, good. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yep. It is.
Okay. Now, did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Were you at all hospitalized for meningioma after the surgery?
Yeah, for about a week.
For a week, okay. And what dates were you hospitalized?
I don't remember the exact date.
Okay.
I know that the surgery was on May 12th of 2014, so it was probably like 7 to 8 days after that, but I know it was a little over a week.
Okay. Okay, let's see. So we're going to go May 12th. To about May 19th. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's okay that it's not exact, as long as it's to the best of your recollection. That's perfect. Okay.
Okay.
And do you have a copy of your medical records?
Yes, I can obtain those from the doctor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you like to provide those through the mail, electronically, or either?
Either.
Okay. Now, we request a emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
With me.
Okay. And their first name?
Caroline.
C-A-R-O-L-I-N-E?
C-A-R-O-L-Y-N.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And their phone number?
It's 662-251-8619.
Okay. And friend, relative?
Mother.
Mother? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know her email address off the top of your head? If not, it's okay.
Yes, it's C as in Charles Monroe, the number 4, the letter U, at yahoo.com.
Okay. I have C-M-O-N-R-O-E, the number 4, the letter U, at yahoo.com.
Right.
Okay. All right, and then it asks for address, so since she lives with you, I'm just going to copy and paste your address, so bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's trying to say something. He's letting you know. I love it. I love this age, too, because they can't back talk.
Exactly. Oh, my God. And they can't run around and get into everything.
Exactly. I know. I'm so scared. We just had our 9-month appointment. The doctor's like, okay, you need to work on him pulling up onto everything. And I'm like, can we slow that down, actually?
No.
I'm like, I'm okay with just the crawling. I'm okay with that. Let's keep it at that. I just caught on to that. So...
Crawling
so
is the best
league. It's so cute.
We agree. You ready to crawl?
Yeah, yeah.
Chance.
Yeah, she's going to be everywhere. I love it. Oh, see, he said, yeah. He said, yeah, mama. Oh, so cute. Okay, so let's see. Let me make sure I reached everything. Oh, no, I forgot. For the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms, what is your social?
It's 427-619589.
Okay. I have 427-619589.
Right.
Okay. And then... do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
I can't think of anybody off the top of my head.
Okay, that's totally okay. If you do think of anyone, we're not allowed to reach out, so if you'd like to pass on our number, feel free to, and yeah, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
Perfect. Okay, so now I am getting the documents set up. Do you... bear with me. Do you know what DocuSign is?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Okay.
It's so convenient.
I'm sorry?
I said DocuSign is so convenient.
Oh, it's so nice. I know. Okay. All right. So before I get the documents all set up and sent over to you, I just want to verify the bits of important information just to make sure they copy over correctly so we don't have to regenerate the documents. So I'm going to go ahead and read them as quick as possible, and then let me know if you do need me to change anything or if you have any questions, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you said you did not already get an attorney, correct?
Correct.
Okay, you're filing this claim for yourself. You're a resident of the United States. You were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. The meningioma is located in your brain. Your date of diagnosis was 5/10/2014. Is all of that correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your date of birth is 8/30/1987.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You used the name brand Depo-Provera. You used it for at least 1 year, and mm-hmm. you confirmed that you had at least 4 injections in a 1 year time span, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, your start date was February 2010. Your stop date was April 2014.
Right.
Okay. I verified the spelling of your first and last name a few times. Just I want to verify your middle initial one more time is R.
Right.
Okay. I just verified your social twice, so I'm not going to say that again out loud. I already verified. Okay. I want to just re-verify your address one more time. 78 okay. O'Neill Street in Crawford, Mississippi, 39743.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your doctor who administered the Depo-Provera was William Chase Lamour, who's a nurse practitioner at Columbus Family Health Center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
He was also your prescribing doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Your diagnosing doctor was David Cawthorn.
Mm-hmm.
At North Mississippi Medical Center in Tupelo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Your treating doctor was Dr. Andrew Kellum at North Mississippi Medical Center, Tupelo.
Yep.
Okay. You were hospitalized from 5/12/2014 to about 5/19/2024. What? I put the wrong date there. I'm so glad I re-went it over it for you. Okay, so bear with me. I put 2024. Okay, yeah, I meant 2014. Okay, so I'm going to fix that, and then I'll read it back to you again. I'm so used to typing 2024. It just came out. Okay. Okay, so 5/12/2014 to 5/19/2014, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then everything else we already double verified. Okay. Now, I'm going to be setting up the documents right now, so bear with me. I'll let you know when I send them.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, let me just make sure everything copied over. I love it.
He's so sleepy. He's finally asleep.
Yep, yep. Oh my gosh, the teething. The teething makes them do that. It's unfortunate.
Those teething tablets work good.
The what?
Those teething tablets, the ones that dissolve,
yes.
They work pretty good.
Yes, I love the teething tablets. Yes, they work better than Tylenol.
Yes, they do. They
and they're way better, too. They're way – Tylenol, I always feel like that's last resort, but it doesn't work as well. So I love the tablets. Okay.
Right.
Okay, so I just sent it. You're going to get it as a text and an email. So let me know when you receive it. It's going to say it's sent by Alexa Knox at Mass Tort Strategies. That's me.
Okay.
Okay.
What, I got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Continue.
Okay.
I agree. Santa Monroe. Let's see. Initial. I think it's doing it right.
Okay.
wow, he is upset.
Yeah, yeah. He says, Mom, get off the phone. We're almost done.
I'm sorry. It's okay. Be quiet.
Oh no.
No, little baby.
I know. Yep. He's like you said, he's sleepy and he's fighting it, yep. And you would think that they would just go to sleep, but nope. They love to not. I know. Yep. I know.
They like to sleep going off. Yep. So hold on 1 second.
Yeah, take your time. I know exactly how it is.
I know.
Yep. We're in the same boat, girlfriend.
So you had your baby in March?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. And did you have your baby in June?
He came May 21st.
Oh, wait. Oh, I skipped May. Ah! Oh, my gosh. I'm so silly. You said 7 months and I went May, June. And I didn't go April. That's so funny.
Yeah. So he'll be 7 months on tomorrow.
Oh, so exciting. Oh, I love it. Their first Christmas.
His little self, he is just, he's a joy. He really is.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And his name is Chance.
Chance. Oh, yes. That's beautiful. My son's name is Michael, but we call him Mikey.
Oh, thank you.
I know, right? There's a bad.
Yeah, his dad gave him that name.
He what?
His dad named him Chance.
Aw, I love it.
Yeah. Okay, I think I'm about done here. Let me make sure. Let me do a finish.
Okay.
I think it went through. It's loading.
Okay. I think I got it on my end, so let me take a look. Okay. I received it on my end. It looks beautiful. Okay, so I do want to say thank you for your time. My heart goes out for you for everything that you've experienced. I do admire your strength through such a difficult time. I do want you to keep a lookout for a call or text from the attorneys from an 800 number. I will also be sending you a text message in the minute with my contact information. So please feel free to call or text me with any questions or concerns. Now, if you haven't heard from the attorneys within the next 72 hours, feel free to give me a call and I'll connect you straight to them. Now, I think 72 business hours from today would actually be Christmas. So I would say let's plan for the day after Christmas. If you haven't heard from them or if you're busy, you can always, wait or whatever. It's just if you don't hear from them and you would like to get connected, give me a call, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, while I have you on the line, do you have any questions or concerns for me?
No, not right now.
Okay. If anything does arise, please feel free to reach out. Thank you for your time. Have a blessed day and happy holidays and happy first Christmas with Chance.
I know, right? Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.